Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Irons Radio. Appreciate everybody coming at you. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. The weather is getting kind of nicer down here in South Texas. I don't know about the rest of the area up there, but I see the news, and it's got a lot of bad weather. So please be safe out there. Wish everybody a Happy New Year. Redneck and Irons Radio, like I said, we're going to be locking it up right here. This is the last show of the new year. And we're going to ring in 2023 on Tuesday evening. So appreciate everybody doing that for us. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Don't forget to go check out their website. You can find the links to their website on our website at redneckandknives.com. That's where we got all the links to our great sponsors and to our social media accounts, especially YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing the YouTube channel for us. And that's a great start there. We're doing So what is going on toward the end of the year that truck drivers are always worried about? And I'll tell you what it is. It's the whole, like, what do they call it? Like fiscal year kind of thing. And a lot of truck drivers have that dilemma. It's like, if you pick up a load on the 30th, let's say today, but you don't deliver it until Tuesday, right? When do you put that load? What year did you earn that load? What year did you earn that money? And what it boils down to is when you get paid for it. That's when you receive the money. That's how it counts. So if anybody out there is concerned about that, well, just, you know, rest assured, it's really easy. It's just whenever you receive payment for that load, regardless of whether you did it, you know, during a certain time. So let's say you did a load back in November, and let's say you're a company driver and they forgot to pay you, or if you're, you know, whatever, if you're an owner operator and they forgot to pay you, or if you're an independent, chances are that you probably haven't got paid for anything in the last 3 months. If you're independent with your own authority, it's an invoice kind of thing. So it's all about that. Now, a lot of people say, well, I factor, where I submit my paperwork to a bank or to somebody else, and they forward me the money and all that. Well, that's how you get paid. So that's it's a done deal. Once you get paid, it's a done deal. And see, what it is not only did you get paid at that time, but you also paid a fee at that time. So those and that's how that works. So it's all about when you spent the money and when you received money is how you file your taxes or your do your bills for your, you know, how do you say that stuff like that? But yeah, that's what you got to figure out. And it's pretty easy sometimes how that works. But like I said, Redneck and I is always here to help truck drivers in that kind of circumstances. Even when it comes to paperwork and stuff like that, we try to do our best to help and everything. So that we always, you know, we always do. So, like I said, what do you think? What's the biggest problem you got to deal with here in New Year's? And a lot of people say fireworks because or drunk drivers. So that's probably the top two that I think we'll see. What do you think? Give me a holler. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Don't forget to go check out our website. And we appreciate everybody joining along. Like I said, this is the new year. 2022 is coming to an end, and it's on a weekend. By golly, truck drivers, that's the one thing we are looking forward to, is by golly, a damn holiday on a weekend. Redneck and Eyes Radio, we'll see you in a second.
She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. We howl in the midnight hour. She cried, more. With a rebel yell, she cried, my bed. The world's hard and lonely. She's near to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more. With a rebel yell, she cried
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Everybody, hey, this is Dave with Redneckinize Radio. Appreciate everybody joining along. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And like I said, we're just kicking back, getting ready for the new year. I work tonight, and then I don't work again until Tuesday night. And I had, for Christmas, I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. And I just want to say life as a company driver is pretty great. When you have a company that actually takes care of you, gives you paid holidays and time off, weekends, stuff like that, you got to find that job, you know, and really it's all about what's important to you. And that's kind of what being a company driver is all about. You know, you want to be an owner operator, that's important to you. Certain things are important to you. Company driver, certain things are important to you. And you got to figure what those things are. So, before going any further, I think one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. That's the app you can download, check out truck drivers, like planning your route and finding truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance. You know, if you got a breakdown, you need a problem, you can get them. They even got Walmarts and parking spots and all kinds of stuff you can check out on that Trucker Tools app, the app for truckers. Check them out, truckertools.com, and download their app from your app store. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So what we're getting through here is things going on in the trucking industry. Right now there is a rule change commenting period going on right now where they're looking at updating the exemptions. And that goes until like February 7th. It's been going on for a little less than a month right now. And you can go to regulations.gov. You search clarification to the applicability of emergency exemptions from the FMCSA. And there are still not very many comments. And nobody's really concerned. So we're going to share this again. And a lot of people, you know, truck drivers, there's a mixed feeling out there with that is that, you know, they like the exemption because they get to take advantage of, you know, there actually is a comment here from like a law firm saying that the big companies are the ones taking advantage of where they say, hey, we can do it. We want go drivers, go out there, go move, haul that freight. Don't matter the hours, don't matter the weight, don't matter the time, just get it there. You can break any rule you want. And that's right. Companies do that, but you know who does that too? Drivers, truck drivers. Truck drivers say, hey, I don't have to abide by the rules. I can keep going. Let's go. Let's go make some money. And they take advantage of that because they make money. And so it's not like they're, you know, being slave driven. They're like, hey, I get an opportunity to make money. You know, now, if you don't want to do that, I really don't know what the consequences are. I mean, there is a rule. This is funny, okay? There is a rule in the FMCSA that says you cannot be coerced into violating the hours, or you can't be told to drive. If you're tired, you can't be told to keep driving. If you feel unsafe, you're not supposed to be told that you have to drive. So if you say, hey, it's too dangerous, the roads are too wet, the roads are too icy, I'm not going to drive, I'm going to stop, I don't feel comfortable driving, they're not allowed to retaliate. That's your captain of the ship. So the funny thing is there's an exemption. Does the exemption follow that? Like, can they fire you? It's like, wait a minute now. We're in an emergency exemption. That means you can drive past the hour of service. You're like, you know what? I don't feel like I should do that. I'm not doing that. Well, you're fired. And so, well, you can't do that. Well, we're in an exemption because the rules got exempted. So, you know, you take the rule book and you throw it out the window. Just like Uncle Phil did when he gave, what's his name, Corey Haim, the road test and license to drive. So, you know, that kind of thing is like, you know, here's the clipboard and whoosh, right out the window. We don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, we do whatever we want. So Redneck and I's theory is, our position is that there should not be exemptions. If the rules are meant for safety, then safety does not get an exemption. Just bottom line. Okay? Now, we know there is safety common sense, and then there's crazy safety rules that really don't really have anything to do with safety, but they have everything to do with just control, you know, that kind of thing. The funny story about safety is that who's that guy? Mike Rowe, the guy that does the, you know, he does all those. Mike Rowe does all those crazy, you know, dirty jobs and all that. And he goes from like city to city, town to town, factory to factory, job to job. And he just interviews workers, those people that do the blue collar work, you know, the hard work. And he talks to them and he goes to these places. And he during an interview he did with, you know, one of the people that, you know, the people say, hey, you know, you did all this crazy stuff. That's amazing. And he's like, you know, what the crazy thing is that everybody says that they take safety a priority. The problem is when you make safety a priority, then everything becomes about safety and nothing can get done. And actually, it becomes more dangerous because we're focused on safety so much that nobody's looking out no more. Nobody cares no more. They have a procedure. And if something gets into the way, there's actually scientists that come out with studies with documentation that says over the years, as safety rules have gotten stricter and stricter, more accidents have been happening more and more over and over because of the fact that, you know, common sense is just going out the window and safety really isn't the factor, you know, is not the issue. So it's like, that's weird. Right. So that's kind of how we see it here too. We see as common sense is being safe. And, you know, it's all about watching out for yourself and watching out for others. And so you got to know. Now, what we see a lot of times when you're doing that, when you're doing a common sense kind of thing and everybody's kind of using their common sense, you can see that nobody does that. Now, one person, all it takes is one person in a whole scheme of things to just mess something up, you know. Case in point is when you're working on something and nobody knows that you're working on something and they go to try, like you're working on a vehicle or trailer or something. People are not aware. They're not thinking to check, you know, hey, maybe I should do a walk around real quick and make sure there's nobody up underneath there, make sure there's nothing going on bad or whatever. I mean, common sense tells you that if a truck or trailer is sitting still and there are several people walking around doing anything, there could be somebody walking around doing something around with the truck or trailer, you know, that kind of thing. So don't just go jump into something, you know, and start moving it, you know. And, you know, that's why we put wheel chocks down. That's why we take the keys out and all that stuff. You know, truck drivers, what it's so funny to us, we go to a yard and, the perfect thing that always happens, we talk about it a lot about safety and about somebody's doing something, somebody's in control of something else. If we're not both aware of what each other's doing, then the chances of making a mistake go up, right? So the case in point is when you're at the dock getting unloaded. Common sense would tell you that if you're a truck driver, then you there's several things that happen in the essence of getting unloaded. You bump the dock, okay? Chances are you're going to communicate with the person that's unloading you. That's the person you're going to communicate with. You and that person, you have a conversation, eye-to-eye contact. You understand each other. I'm going to unload you, and I'll let you know when I'm done. You know, or he'll tell you. When I'm done, I'll turn the green light on him. You know, or I'll come get you. You know, one of those things. I don't really know how a trucker will just move his truck without that person unloading him, telling him to move the truck. I don't understand that. But it's happened. It's happened enough that the other safety procedure is there's a dock lock now, right? Where the trailer, there's a lock up against the wall, and it locks the back of the trailer where the trailer, I mean, it's kind of like a chalk. And chalking is another one, right? And, you know, but back in the day, we used to chalk the tires because trailers didn't have parking brakes, which is fine and dandy. Okay, that's fine. So we got chalks, you got locks. Now what they do is they put the green light on. Okay, that wasn't working. Now what they've done is they've taken the keys. They say, truck driver, bring your keys to the dock, give them to the guy, and he's going to put them on a hook, and he's going to come, and he'll give you your keys back when you're done. Now, how many truck drivers out there? Give them the keys, knowing full damn well that's not the key in ignition. There's another key in the ignition. There's another key in my pocket. There's another key under the frame. You know, that set of keys I'm giving you, that's just one of the sets or one of the keys that works the truck. You know, I mean, I've given guys keys where the key to the truck's not even on the ring of keys because they don't check, they don't know. And again, there's a key in the ignition. Most old timers, most guys that have been driving around back in the 80s and 90s will tell you there's a key in the ignition, and there's always a key in the ignition. There's never a key not in the ignition. I mean, that's just old school. And then there's a key on the body, in your person. There's a key, you know, inside the truck still. There's a key under the frame somewhere. You know, that's common sense. Now, as a common sense truck driver, I'll tell you that when I bump the dock, ain't no way in hell I'm moving it until I get a conversation with that guy. You know, I'll even look and I'll even double check. But people don't do that. And that's why we get into the system we got into where it's crazy. You know, to me, safety, the exemption, common sense safety rules do not get an exemption. If you exempt rules, that means they never were meant for safety. Bottom line. So, I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. We're just rocking and rolling here, getting ready. It is, 6:20? And I don't know. I may try to get out early. It's New Year's, man. I'm ready to start partying. I got work to do, but, you know, I'll do that, right? Whatever. So let's do it. Check it out, 515-602-9731. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Load to Ride Transportation. Go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. It's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. That is a trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They're drop-dead busy. Great bunch of people over there. Go check them out. And let them know people at Redneck and Eyes sent you. So check us out. RedneckandEyes.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be back in a second. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Show of the year 2022 in the books. We'll be back on Tuesday. It will be what is that going to be? That's going to be the third, because the first is on Sunday. The holiday officially is being celebrated on the second, so the banks will be closed on the second. Most of all the businesses will be closed on the second. I will be off work on the second, so I work tonight and then I get back, and then man, I'm going to be busy this weekend. So we got Harley-Davidson down here in Corpus Christi. Now, if you guys live in an area where Harley-Davidson is having, chances are Harley-Davidson is having a party on tomorrow afternoon. So check them out. Look them up at your local dealership. Local dealer, if you like Harley, even if you're not a big rider, but you like getting the clothes and you like checking them out and hanging out and talking to people and all that, maybe even getting talked into maybe going to the academy, or learning how to ride, or even getting a motorcycle for yourself, man, I tell you what, Harley-Davidson is, the dealership knows that owning a motorcycle is a big responsibility. Buying a motorcycle is a big decision. And most people that buy motorcycles, that's not going to be their primary transportation. I mean, let's face it, it's a toy, right? So by doing that, Harley-Davidson has created an atmosphere where they welcome you and you can come in and hang out. If you have a motorcycle endorsement, means if you've already learned how to ride and you have an endorsement, you take your helmet down to the dealership and you can go test ride. I mean, that's one of the fun things to do, is go test ride, right? So that's, you know, during the party, great. I'll tell you what, if you are going to make a decision, say, you know what, I'm going to buy a Harley, and I got kind of one picked out, and I'm going to go make the decision and pull the cord, you know, when are you going to do it? Well, my recommendation is to do it like during the party. Like show up that morning, and by the time you get ready to celebrate however they celebrate, they honk a horn, ring a bell, you know, hit a gong, whatever they do to celebrate that you just bought a Harley, check them out. That's what they do, and it's during the party. Everybody's there. It's an awesome feeling, and you get a lot of that a boys, handshakes, welcome aboard kind of thing, and it's a lot of fun. So go check them out, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm going to be at my local Corpus Christi Harley dealership, Harley-Davidson dealership in Corpus Christi. I'm going to be there tomorrow afternoon. They're having a party between 1 and 4, free beer, food truck, live music, giveaways, raffles, all kind of stuff, and excited about that. Plus, they do a program where you get rewards. Well, you every year they update it, and there's kind of like a competition going on. So all the riders, what you do is you take your motorcycle down to the dealership, whatever dealership you're based out of. It's kind of like a home office kind of thing, and you let them update with your hog membership nationally, and they send you all kind of patches and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. So do that toward the end of the year, which tomorrow would be that perfect day to do that. And then on Sunday, there's a memorial ride here in Corpus Christi where it's a Jimmy Carlock memorial run, a poker run. And what it is, we're remembering and celebrating the lives lost to motorcycle accidents through the years, gone but not forgotten. And we're just, everybody's promoting biker safety. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. So that's going to be here. If you know me, check out my Facebook page or my Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff. I try to share as much as I can with that and try to get out there and ride. So Sunday we're going to be riding. Sunday night's football game. It's coming down to the wire, so a lot of teams, it's going to be you're in or you're out. You know, the Cowboys clinch the playoffs, but if they keep winning, they could be the number one seed. I mean, you know, everybody's got hurt. You know, the funny thing is we were sitting there talking with the family here, talking about the Cowboys, and all the Cowboys have, you know, they're winning, they're hot, everything like that. All these quarterbacks are getting hurt, and these teams are losing because, you know, you got the Eagles, you got the Titans, you got, who else was it? Seattle. Now I forgot all the teams that got hurt quarterbacks, but, San Francisco teams are gotten hurt quarterback. And we're trying to figure out how we can hurt our quarterback and they're like, well, you guys are doing good. You got a good quarterback. No, you got a bad quarterback. The quarterback that we have right now, the starting quarterback, he has missed 5 games this year. Okay. He has not played a full season because he got hurt in the beginning of the season. Okay. 5 games. This quarterback did not play. He's already tied for the most interceptions for any quarterback this season. So he has more interceptions than any other quarterback this season, and he's missed 5 games. So, yeah, it's not doing too good. So, yep, that's it. Yeah, I think we're going to call it a night. I'm going to rock on out of here because I got some things to do, and I got to get to work. And the sooner I can get to work and get on down the road, the sooner I can get back and start my weekend. So I think I'm going to do that. We're going to be rocking out of here and starting our new year on Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're trying to be here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You can find links to all of our social media accounts, especially YouTube. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And what am I going to do here? Let's see. Oh, yeah, let's do this one. So, yeah, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Like I said, YouTube channel has been doing great. Appreciate everybody subscribing to that. Great videos on there talking about how to drive your four-wheelers. If you're a four-wheeler and you're not familiar with the big trucks and you don't have any truck drivers in the family, talking about how to drive around big trucks, go check out our videos where we talk about how to drive your four-wheeler around the big trucks and what to look out for. We also, one of our best videos we got talking about is just me explaining the interlocking differential, the axle differential lock, and how that works, and how important it is to know, understand that, and use it properly. So go check that out. That's all at our YouTube channel, Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes is the name of the YouTube channel. You can find a link to that on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Go also on our website. You can find links to our social, or what do you call it? Sponsors. All of there. We got DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. You got Load Derived Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And you got Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You can check them out at truckertools.com or download their app from your app store. And we appreciate all their support throughout this last 2022. And we'll be starting 2023 on, like I said, on Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to rock and roll and just keep it going. So, like I said, give us a holler, 515-602-9731, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Redneck and I's Radio Live. Y'all be safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Hitting up down in back of the sheets makes that rosin burn. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no return. Climbing over that chute gate, he settles down inside. The tension's rising, but he can't wait until they turn that bull outside. He's addicted to danger, ruled by passion and pride. The pain and fear is no stranger, but his life needs to be satisfied. The darn head said he's right. The darn head said he's right. Hooked on a head, let it ride.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.